下午好。
Good afternoon.
好，开始今天祷告。
Let us open with a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把下午的时间恭敬仰望给你。
Dear Lord, we give this time now to you.
求你在当中祝福和带领我们的敬拜。
In our midst, may you lead us and bless us as we worship you.
使我们得享亚伯拉罕之福。
That we may be blessed through Abraham.
我们感谢赞美你。
We praise you.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们之前讲的大部分的内容是关于我们所信的这位神。
Up until now, most of our content in these sermons has been about the God which we believe in.
他是怎样一位神？
What kind of God is he?
他做了什么？
What has he done?
创造了世界。
He has created everything.
也创造了我们。
He has created us.
我们也看到人就犯罪了。
And we see also that we have sinned.
那么神有洪水的审判。
And there was the judgment of the flood.
但是却救了挪亚一家。
And only Noah's family was saved.
我们看到人并没有从他的罪的当中转过来。
But we see that men, we have not turned away from our sins.
那么有一个人就出现了。
And there was this one person.
就是在挪亚洪水那个时代之后呢，有一个人就出现了。
There was this one person who came to be after Noah's flood.
这个人的名字就叫亚伯兰。
And this person is Abram.
后边呢，这个人呢，神给他改了名字叫亚伯拉罕。
And later, God gave him a name change, and his name was changed to Abraham.
我们看到了亚伯拉罕是如何相信神的。
And we see how Abraham came to have faith in God.
如何顺服神的。
How does he come to follow God?
同时我们也看到了神是如何的祝福他的。
And also how God gave him blessings.
甚至于神是和他立个约来祝福他。
And how God established a covenant with him to bless him.
不但要祝福他，也要祝福他的子孙后代。
To bless not only Abraham himself, but also his descendants.
当时的时候，亚伯拉罕是没有孩子的。
At that time, Abraham did not have any children.
神就答应他，给他一个儿子。
And so, God promised him that he will have a child.
所以我们就知道，在100岁的时候呢，亚伯拉罕真的就生了一个儿子。
And we know at 100 years old, Abraham did have a son.
神给他起，亚伯拉罕给他起名叫以撒。
And Abraham gave him the name Isaac.
所以神呢，一直在带领祝福亚伯拉罕，按照他和亚伯拉罕所立的约去做了。
So we see how God is leading Abraham and how God is acting according to his will, his plan to bless Abraham.
那么亚伯拉罕的生命生活当中呢，也表现出来对这位上帝的相信。
And Abraham, through his life, demonstrated his faith to God.
甚至于当他的太太妻子萨拉死了的时候呢，他买了一片地在迦南地，然后把他埋葬在那里。
Even when Sarah, his wife, died, he still bought a piece of land in Canaan where he was a stranger, and that's where he buried her.
因为神应许给亚伯拉罕说，那片地是赐给亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕子孙的。
Because God promised to Abraham that that piece of land will be given to Abraham and his descendants.
所以亚伯拉罕借着把撒拉埋葬在那里，来宣示对这片地的主权。
And so,In burying Sarah in that piece of land, Abraham declared that he owns that piece of land.
尽管那片地当时还不属于他。
Even though that piece of land was not under Abraham's name.
那个地方住了许多的民族。
There were many peoples there.
他们非常的野蛮。
And they were strangers. They were evil.
他们也非常的高大。
And they were very proud.
亚伯拉罕的家呢，很小的，没有多少人。
And Abraham's family, they were small. There were not a lot of people there.
但是这个时候我们看到了一个希望，就是亚伯拉罕有一个儿子了。
But we see that there is a piece of an object of hope that Abraham now has a son.
因为有儿子就会有孙子嘛。
And with this son comes further descendants.
那么我们看亚伯拉罕的死。今天我们看亚伯拉罕的死。
Let us see now today the death of Abraham.
人人都有一死，亚伯拉罕信神，他也会死。
Everyone dies, and even though Abraham does have faith in God, he still died.
创世纪的25章第7节到第10节，这里记载了亚伯拉罕是怎么死的。
Genesis chapter 25 verses 7 to 10 records the death of Abraham.
第7节说，亚伯拉罕一生的年日是175岁。
Verse 7 says, These are the days of the years of Abraham's life, 175 years.
我们大家还记不记得亚伯拉罕是什么时候接受了上帝的呼召，离开他的家乡？
Do you remember when he received the calling from God to leave his home country?
那一年他75岁。
That time, he was 75 years old.
也就是说亚伯拉罕死的时候是175岁，那么神带领亚伯拉罕，或者亚伯拉罕跟随神走了100年。
Seeing now that Abraham is 175 years old, it is apparent that God was leading him for 100 years.
这100年当中发生了许多的事情，我们前面都讲过了。
And during these 100 years, many things happened, which we have already discussed.
他是如何凭着信心在跟随神。
How he by faith followed God.
神又是如何的祝福他，神又是如何的帮助他。
And how God gave him blessings and how God helped him.
但是到175岁的时候，亚伯拉罕要面对死亡，要离开这个世界。
And at 175 years old, Abraham was faced with death, how he would leave this world.
那么我们知道，亚伯拉罕也会死吗？
And then you may ask, how is it that even Abraham would die?
他相信神，又顺服神，又跟随神，那他也要死吗？
He had faith in God, he believed in God, he followed God. How is it that he still died?
那么我们回到创世纪的第三章的时候，我们就知道，人犯了罪之后，每一个人都要死。
We flip back to Genesis chapter 3 and we see that anyone who sins, they will surely die.
不但要面对灵性的死亡，也要面对身体的死亡。
Not only a spiritual death, but also a physical death.
即便是那些信神的人。
Even those who believe in God.
亚伯拉罕也不例外的。
And Abraham is no exception.
亚伯拉罕175岁，他就死了。
Abraham at 175 years old died.
第八节说，亚伯拉罕瘦高年迈，气绝而死，归到他列祖那里。
Verse 8 says, Abraham breathed his last and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people.
这里边讲了三件事。
There are three points here.
所以亚伯拉罕在死的时候要瘦高年迈。
When he died, it says that he died at a good old age.
也就是说他是很长寿的啊，很长寿的。
In other words, he lived a long time.
175岁。
He lived 175 years.
要按现在的人来看呢，没有人活到175岁的。
Comparing now, there's nobody that lives that long.
但是当他虽然是活了很长的寿命啊，但是他的身体呢会怎么样？会朽坏的，会老迈的。
Even though he lived for a long time, his body still decays.
但是他的身体也会一点一点的变成衰老。
He would still age.
当衰老在一定程度的时候呢，就发生一件事叫气绝而死。
And at this time, he breathed his last. At this time, he would breathe his last.
就衰败的到一个程度呢，连呼吸都不能做了。
He would become so aged, he would become so weak that he would no longer be able to breathe.
那么可见呢，亚伯拉罕真的是很蒙神祝福的。
And we see also that Abraham still received many blessings from God.
那当他死了之后发生什么事情呢？他就归到他列祖那里。
We see that, even when he died, he was still gathered to his people.
那么这是一个很平安的一件事情。
This is a peaceful thing.
我们要知道今天有在那个时代也好，在这个时代也好，人死了之后不一定能够非常平安的归到他列祖那里的。
Be it that time or this time now, we see that when people die, they may not peacefully be gathered to their people.
你比如说现在哈，在土耳其那个地方有很大的地震。
For example, in Turkey, there was a big earthquake.
死了很多人。
Many people died.
但是还有许多人根本就找不见这个人在哪。
And there's a lot of people which are missing. You can't find them.
我们叫失踪了。
Missing, 就是 missing ball. It's missing, yeah, they're missing.
我们看到那个时候还有许多的人，比如说在山里边呢，在旷野啊死了呢，哎，被动物给吃掉了。
Sometimes in the mountains or in the wilderness, people would get eaten by animals.
这是很悲哀的一件事情。
This is a very sad thing.
所以这里说他归到他的列祖那里，表明他是很平安的就死掉了。
And so when it says he was gathered to his people, it means that he was very peacefully, he peacefully died.
所以亚伯拉罕在死的时候呢，他也是很有神的祝福的。
And so even in Abraham's death, he had God's blessing.
不仅是他年纪很高寿，而且身体又很 很平安。
Not only did he live to a good old age, he also was at peace in his body.
然后死了，又归到他列祖那里。
And when he died, he was gathered to his people.
第九节说，他两个儿子以撒、以实玛利把他埋葬在麦比拉洞里。
Verse 9 says, Isaac and Ishmael, his sons, buried him in the cave of Machpelah.
这洞在曼利前赫人所辖的儿子以弗伦的田中。
In the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, east of Mamre.
就是亚伯兰买了埋葬买的那片地，埋葬了谁呢？埋葬了他的妻子以撒拉的那个地方。
It is the same piece of land which Abraham bought to bury his wife Sarah.
所以亚伯拉罕和他的太太埋葬在他所买的那片地当中。
So Abraham and Sarah, they were both buried together in that piece of land.
第十节这里告诉我们说，这片地是哪一片地呢？就是亚伯拉罕向赫人买的那块田，亚伯拉罕和他妻子萨拉都葬在那里。
Verse 10 confirms this, the field that Abraham purchased from the Hittites. There Abraham was buried with Sarah his wife.
所以这里再一次强调了那片地就是亚伯拉罕从以弗伦买的那片地。
And so this verse emphasizes again that this is the piece of land which Abraham bought from the Hittites.
或者说亚伯拉罕埋葬在迦南那片地了。
In other words, Abraham was buried in the land of Canaan.
因为那一片地是属于他的。
Because the land of Canaan will be given to Abraham.
尽管他还没有真正拥有那片地，但是神已经应许那片地给他了。那么他为了表达他的信心，他就把自己埋在那里了。
Even though that piece of land is not technically Abraham's yet, it still was promised to Abraham by God, and to demonstrate his faith, he was buried there.
也就是说，亚伯拉罕死的时候，他依然对这位上帝呼召他、带领他、与他立约、赐福于他的这位上帝是完全相信的。
That is to say, Abraham, even in his death, he had faith in this God who called him out and which made Abraham promises.
和他立约的那一位神。
It is this God who established covenants with him.
也就是说，他到死的时候，他依然是相信的。
Even to the point of death, Abraham was had faith in God.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
他把自己埋在迦南这片地了。
Because he was buried there. He was buried in Canaan.
而且后边我们知道他的儿子以撒死的时候也埋在那个洞里边。
And we know later that when Isaac died, he was also buried in that cave.
他的孙子雅各死的时候也埋在那个洞里边。
And his... 哪个？
他的孙子雅
各。Jacob, yeah. So yeah, even his grandson Jacob, he was also buried in that cave.
所以亚伯拉罕死的时候他完全相信这片地是属于他和他的子孙的。
So when Abraham died, he still had full faith that this piece of land will be given to him and his descendants.
因此他把自己埋葬在那片地。
And he demonstrated this by being buried in that piece of land.
所以我们看这样一个从神带领他一直到今天死都一直对这位上帝坚信不疑的亚伯拉罕死了。
And so we see the death of Abraham, the one who had faith in God from the point when he was called out of his land to the point when he died.
我们称他为信心之父。
We see that he is accredited with righteousness by his faith.
他是一个信心的伟人。
He is the father of faith.
对上帝的信心的一个伟人。
He is the father of those who have faith in God.
那么我们今天回头再来看亚伯拉罕的一生。
So let us look back on Abraham's life.
看我们可以学习到什么。
Let us see what we can learn from his life.
我们看到了首先一件事情，上帝呼召他的时候是出于上帝绝对的主权。
We know that when God called him out of his land, it was out of God's sovereignty.
不是亚伯拉罕拉着神说，你一定要呼召我，我要信你，我要跟随你，你要祝福我，我要跟你立约。
It's not that Abraham called out to God and just held onto God very tightly, saying, "You must bless me."
我要和你立约。
It was not that Abraham wanted a covenant from God.
给我一个儿子。
It's not that Abraham asked for a son from God.
不是的。
No.
而是上帝拣选了这个亚伯拉罕。
Rather, it was that God chose Abraham.
不是因为亚伯拉罕哪里非常的出色，赢得了上帝的喜悦，然后就呼召他。
It was not because Abraham was better that God picked him.
所以我们看到 亚伯拉罕能够被神拣选，被神呼召来过这样的信心的生活，是上帝一个绝对的恩典，完全的恩典。
And so, God choosing Abraham was purely grace out of God's part.
罪人永远都不能够取悦于上帝，使上帝喜欢他。
Sinners can never merit any goodness from God. It is always that God chooses them.
你看我们在家里的时候呢，当我们很乖的时候呢，哎，爸爸妈妈就很开心啊，乖乖乖啊。
When you are home and then you're being a good kid, your parents may come up to you and say, it's like, oh, you're such a good kid.
哎，叔叔阿姨也夸你，哎，这孩子很乖啊。
Your uncles and aunties, they may also come up to you saying, oh, you're such a good kid.
哈哈，大家都喜欢你。
And everyone likes you.
但是一个罪人，无论他做什么，他都不能够赢得上帝的喜悦。
But sinners, they can never be good enough to win God's favor.
你不能够像赢得你爸爸妈妈、叔叔阿姨那样的喜悦，来赢得上帝的喜悦，你赢不可以的。
It's not like how you can win the favor of your parents or the people around you by your good behavior.
所以亚伯拉罕也是如此。
And Abraham was like this too.
是神，哎，呼召他，告诉亚伯拉罕，你跟随我要带领你去一片应许给你的地。
It is that God chose Abraham and called him to his promised land.
好，我们看，那么神呼召亚伯拉罕的目的是什么？是要祝福他。
So what was the purpose of God calling Abraham? It is for God to bless him.
所以上帝呼召他不是要去害他，要去伤害他，而是要祝福他。
This calling from God was not to harm Abraham, rather it was to bless him.
而上帝所要祝福给亚伯拉罕的呢，又是亚伯拉罕做不到的。
And all these blessings from God to Abraham, these are all things which Abraham could not do by himself.
你看亚伯拉罕已经75岁了。他的太太已经65岁了，都不能生小孩了，但是神却赐给他一个儿子。
We see that Abraham at that time was 75 years old, and his wife Sarah was 65 years old. They could not have a son, and yet God gave them a son.
如果说亚伯拉罕的财富，他可以经过自己的努力，通过自己的智慧可以获得的话，那么这个孩子的事他一定得不到的。
Even if Abraham could receive all of his wealth later by his own strength, he could still not get a son.
因为亚伯拉罕一直到99岁的时候还没有儿子呢。
Because even at 99 years old, Abraham did not have a son.
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕的生命当中还经过了许多次的这样的祝福，是他自己凭自己的能力达不到的。
So we see many times in Abraham's life, he received blessings which he could not do by his own strength.
我们没有讲，但是圣经当中记载了一个故事。
We did not discuss it here, but in the Bible there is the story.
就是亚伯拉罕曾经率领着他的家里边300多人，竟然能够打败五个王。
It is that Abraham, leading his family, his relatively small family of 300 people, they were able to defeat five kings in battle.
那五个王就带着五个国家的军队呀。
Five kings with their five countries worth of armies.
所以我们也知道，上帝呼召我们是为了要祝福我们。
God's calling to us is to bless us.
那我们知道，人是如何失去祝福的呢？
And how do we receive this blessing?
我们前面讲过了，是因为人犯罪。
Oh, how did we lose our blessings earlier? It's because we sinned.
当上帝造人的时候，第一件事做的就是给人祝福。
The first thing that God did when He created us is to bless us.
所以神造人的目的呢，是要祝福人。
God created man to bless men.
但是当亚当和夏娃犯罪被赶出伊甸园的时候，上帝的咒诅就临到了他。
But when Adam and Eve sinned and they were driven from the Garden of Eden, God's wrath came upon them.
上帝说，你吃的日子你必定死。
He says, the day that you eat, you shall surely die.
所以我们就知道了，当人犯罪的时候，人就活在上帝的咒诅之下。
And so after they sinned, they lived under God's curse.
但是上帝却在这些人中选择了亚伯拉罕，选择了挪亚，神要祝福他和他们的后代。
But amongst all of these people, God chose Abraham and Noah that through them men may be blessed.
所以我们称上帝的这样的拣选和呼召呢，叫恩典。
And this blessing, this choosing from God, it is God's grace.
比如说，我说，哎，邓妞，今天晚上我请你去吃饭。
Let's say, for 跟我去吃饭。Let's say, for example, I call Daniel to have a meal with me.
啊，这是个高兴的事儿，是吧？是个祝福的事儿，你也喜欢的事儿，对吧 ，Daniel?
This is a joyful thing. This is blessing, and I'm sure you like it.
他不是说我 Daniel 走，跟我去，我打你一顿。 他不是的。
It's not like I'm calling Daniel to hit him or anything.
丹尼尔今晚跟我去，今天晚上你进食。不是的。
It's like, oh, come with me, I'm gonna ask you to fast or not eat.
所以呢，上帝他呼召人的目的是要赐给人人曾经失去的祝福，甚至于比那个祝福更大的祝福。
So God choosing men, it is to bless them with what they lost in their curse, and even blessing them even more than before.
那么我们就会看一件事情，作为人，作为亚伯拉罕，我们和亚伯拉罕都有同样的想法，我怎么能知道呢？
So being men just like Abraham, the natural question is, how do I know what's going to happen?
上帝说好和你立约。
God says, I'm going to establish a covenant with you.
上帝有没有必要立约啊？
Does God have a necessity to establish covenants with you?
没有必要立约的，因为上帝是不改变的，他说了这事就定了。
He doesn't need to make covenants because whatever he says, he will do. It is set.
而且是不能改变的。
These things cannot change.
那他为什么要和亚伯拉罕立约呢？
So why is it that God must establish a covenant with Abraham?
是为了让亚伯拉罕能够安心啊。
It is for the benefit of Abraham, for him to have peace.
要亚伯拉罕不用担心，让亚伯拉罕放心，让亚伯拉罕里边有平安。
So that Abraham may not worry but have peace.
所以我们看到这位上帝非常愿意抚救我们，降卑他自己。
Okay, so we see God, he is willing to lower himself to our level to be relatable.
使我们可以对他产生一个信心。
That we may have faith in him.
如果上帝说，他说，上帝说，我讲话是不改变的。
God says, what I say will not change.
但是我们经历当中呢，大家讲话都通常都是不可靠的。
But in our experiences, when people talk, it's usually not reliable. They can change.
那么上帝说，好，那我就按照人的方式和你立一个约，立一个字据。
And so God says, in human practice, I will establish a covenant with you to prove that I will not change.
使你可以相信。
So that you will know for sure that I will not change.
所以我们就知道亚伯拉罕的信心是从哪里来的。
So where did Abraham's faith come from?
是神给他的。
It is given to him by God.
是神借着他的讲话和他所做的来使亚伯拉罕相信啊，这个上帝是信实的。
God, through his word and through his actions, he helped Abraham come to the conclusion that God is faithful.
啊，他是良善的。
He is good.
因为每一次亚伯拉罕遇到危险的时候，耶和华神都拯救他。
Because every time Abraham was faced with danger, he was saved by God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶和华神和亚伯拉罕说，他是亚伯拉罕的神。
Because God said to Abraham, he is his God.
你为什么有什么事情，有什么需要，你就要找你的父母呢？
Why is it that when you meet a need, when you are faced with some needs, that you always go to your parents?
你需要什么帮助，就找爸爸帮我一下，妈妈帮我一下。
When you need help, why do you always go to your parents saying, Oh, daddy, I need help, or mom, I need help?
你为什么不去叫警察帮你？
Why don't you go to the police?
因为当你生下来的时候，爸爸妈妈他一直这样的对你生活当中的关心和爱护呢，证明了他随时都可以帮助你。
Because ever since you were born, your parents care for you always proves that they do care for you.
使你相信我有需要的时候，我爸爸妈妈一定会帮助我。
So that you will believe that whenever you have a need, you can go to your parents.
所以我们看到前面亚伯拉罕在这一百年与神同行的日子当中，神赐给亚伯拉罕这样的信心，并且使他的信心不断的成长。
And so, during these 100 years, we see that God is blessing Abraham, and we see that Abraham is constantly growing.
所以你就知道了，如果一个人可以相信神，那也是神的恩典的一部分呢。
So we know that if a person is able to have faith in God, that faith is also a grace from God.
所以我们在亚伯拉罕的生平当中，我们看到了这位上帝的良善。
And so we see in Abraham's life God's goodness,
他的信实,
his faithfulness,
他的公义,
his righteousness,
他的大能,
his power.
所以亚伯拉罕就认识到了这样一位上帝，并且使他可以相信依靠他。
And so Abraham came to know this God and also to have faith in this God.
所以我们看亚伯拉罕与神同行的一百年当中是蒙神祝福的一生。
And so Abraham walking with God, he lived a life of blessing from God.
那么反过来我们再看亚伯拉罕，他的信心表现在哪里呢？
Now let us look at Abraham. How did he demonstrate his faith?
就是凡耶和华神所吩咐的，他都照着去做了。
It is that everything which God said, Abraham acted accordingly.
所以什么是信心？什么叫相信神？
So what is this faith? What is believing in God?
如果我们说我相信神，那么我们必须把它当作神在我们生命当中的存在。
If you say that you believe in God, then he must be God in your life.
神就是主宰一切的。
God controls everything.
你说你信神的意思，你就要神来主宰你。
When you say that you believe in God, you are submitting to his control.
如果你什么话都不听他的，那就不信他嘛，对吧
？If you don't listen to God, then that means he's not your God.
因为你相信他，所以你把他当作你的神，在你生命当中最重要的，掌管你生命和生活的。
Conversely, when you believe in God, he is your God. He is your God, and you will follow everything that he says.
这个才叫相信啊
！This is what we mean by believing in God.
比如说你生病了
，For example, if you caught a cold.
你去看医生
，and you go to the doctor。
医生说：“哦，你的病是这个病，这个病，这个病，哈。
”The doctor gives you a diagnosis. He tells you what you're sick with.
然后给你开了一副药
，and then he gives you a medicine.
然后说你每天要吃三次
，every day you must take this medicine 3 times.
每次吃一片
Every time you take it, it's one pill.
三天就会好
，and in 3 days you'll be better.
五天会好。
5 days, you'll be better.
然后你就回家了。
And you go home.
回家了，早晨很高兴啊，吃了一粒。
In the morning, you were very happy, and then you said, "Oh, I'm going to take a pill."
中午你就忘记了。
And at lunch, you forget.
晚上你又想起来了。
And at night, you recall, you remember.
所以你早晨吃一粒，中午没吃，晚上吃一粒。
At in the morning, you took a pill. At lunch, you missed one, and then at night, you took one.
所以剩下的4天的时间，你这完全忘记吃药了。
And in the rest of the 4 days, you forget to take the rest of your medicine.
然后到了第五天，你发现自己的病没好啊。
And then on the 5th day, you realize, my cold isn't better.
你说这什么医生啊，治不好我的病。
You're saying, what kind of doctor are you? You didn't even cure me.
这个药不管用。
This medicine is ineffective.
他把我的病看错了，我不是这个病。
He must have given me the wrong diagnosis. This wasn't my sickness.
然后你去找医生。
And then you go to the doctor.
第五天，我的病没好。
You said, on the 5th day, my cold did not get better.
医生就会问你，你有没有吃药啊
？The doctor will ask you, did you take your medicine?
你有没有按照我的吩咐吃药啊
？Did you take your medicine according to my instructions?
你说我吃了，我吃了。
You said, I did take it.
你是不是每天吃三次，每次吃一片，吃五天呢
？Did you take your medicine 3 times a day, each time 1 pill for 5 days?
啊，你说没有。
And you said no.
我只吃了第一天吃了两个，第二天就没再吃了。
First day I had 2 pills, and then the rest of the days I did not.
好了，那么我们要问一件事情。首先，第一个，你是否相信这个医生可以借着他所开的药治你的病？
So I must ask you some questions now. The first one is, do you believe that this doctor, by his medicine, can hear you?
你一定回答啊，我信了，我当然相信了。
You will say, surely, yeah, I believe in this doctor.
但是你却没有吃他的药。
But you didn't take the medicine.
没有按照他要求去吃他的药。
You did not take the medicine according to his instructions.
所以你不相信。
And so the conclusion is, you do not believe.
因为如果你真正相信的话，你一定会按照医生的嘱咐来按天吃药。
Because if you did truly believe, you would have taken the medicine according to the instructions.
所以亚伯拉罕的相信表现在哪里呢？就是凡耶和华神所吩咐他的，他都照着去做了。
So Abraham's faith, how was it demonstrated? It is that he did everything which God told him.
所以当我们说相信上帝的时候呢，是相信上帝口中所说的一切的话。
So when we say we believe in God, it is that we believe in everything that he says.
你不可以说我喜欢我就去照着去做，不喜欢我就不照着去做，这不可以的。
You cannot say, I'm going to do what I like and I don't do what I dislike.
好了，那么我们说到第五天我们的病没有好，这个事情是谁的问题呢？
And so on the fifth day, when your cold is not better, and whose responsibility is it?
那你显然知道，不是医生的问题，而是我们没有照着医生的吩咐去做。
The problem is not with the doctor, rather it is that we did not act according to the doctor's instructions.
所以我们看到了亚伯拉罕照着耶和华神的吩咐去做的时候，就是蒙祝福的。
And so when Abraham did according to God's word, it is by that he received blessing.
所以五天，如果我们真的按照医生所吩咐的去吃药的话，我们的病一定会好吗？
So if you were to take that medicine for 5 days according to the doctor's instructions, you would have gotten better.
所以你仔细想一想。
So I want you to consider this.
当我们信神的时候，就是把神在我们的生命当作神一样的存在。
When we believe in God, it is that we truly believe that God exists and has an important part in our lives.
这位上帝把宇宙万有他都设立了规则。
God has set rules for this entire universe.
你看，从你生下来可以认识太阳那一天起，太阳就永远从东边起来，然后从西边落下。
From the day that you were born, from when you could recognize the sun, it would always rise in the east and set in the west.
并没有改变。
It has never changed.
就是这样一位上帝，他要掌管我们的生命。
It is this God that he wants to lead us and control us in our lives.
所以我们的信心当中要表现出来的是顺服。
And so in our belief, we must demonstrate obedience to God.
当我们顺服的时候，就一定会蒙福的。
And when we obey God, we will surely receive blessing.
我给你举个例子，你就知道了。
For example,
我们读创世纪开始的时候，告诉我们太阳是为了白天给我们照明的。
We see that in the beginning of Genesis, the sun was created to give us light.
啊，我们就应该起床，然后做我们该做的事情。我们爸爸妈妈去工作，我们到学校去读书。
And so we get out of bed, we do what we need to do. For example, your parents go to work and I go to school.
月亮是负责晚上的，给我们带来黑暗当中一点点光，使我们能够睡觉休息得更好。
And the moon was to give us a little bit of light at night so that we can still see some things, but it lets us go to bed.
但是我们今天你会看一件事情。
But today you may notice,
我们很多的年轻人或者年纪大的人都不健康。
Lots of youth or lots of elderly people, they are not healthy.
而这个不健康呢，是来源于某一部分我们这个作息时间的错误。
And this unhealthiness, it is relative to how irregular patterns in our sleep cycle.
你看，我们早上太阳起来了，我们不起床。今天早上几点起床的，孩子们
？For example, when the sun rises, you may not get out of bed.
No, 十点。
When did you get up? Did you get up at 10?
那我完全就可以说你昨天晚上是不是睡得很晚。
Then I can ask you, did you go to bed very late?
太阳已经落下去了，你还在那里玩手机呢，对不对？
The sun already set and are you still playing on your phone?
你还在那里看视频呢，对不对？
Are you still watching videos?
你还在那里搞东搞西呢。
Doing this and that?
该睡觉啦，你没有睡觉哦。
It's time for bed and why are you not sleeping?
甚至于有些人晚上不睡觉，白天睡觉，凌晨五点钟。开始睡觉。
Some people, they don't sleep at night, but they sleep in the day. Like at 5 a.m., you go to bed.
所以你每天很累呀。
And so every day you're yawning, you're really tired.
然后你上课的时候就睡觉。
And you might fall asleep during class.
然后学习就下降。
And then your studies start to decline.
你没有听老师说什么吗？
And you didn't listen to your teachers.
然后你的身体慢慢就开始出病了。
Then you start to get more and more sick.
啊，吃东西的时候嘴巴里边会痛的。
When you eat, you might get a toothache.
然后妈妈说，哎，吃点维生素 C.
And then your mom would give you vitamin C.
多吃点黄瓜。
Give you some cucumbers.
所以你知道，我们今天之所以不能蒙福，是因为我们不愿意顺服上帝。
Our lack of blessings may be caused by our lack of obedience to God.
我给你举个例子，你再就知道了。
I'll give you another example.
你会发现每一次你做错事情的时候，几乎是每一次做错事情的时候。
Would you recognize that every time that you do something wrong, or at least most of the time when you do something wrong?
你去回想一下，爸爸妈妈都曾经提醒过你的。
You reflect. Have your parents told you not to do that?
那你为什么做错了呢？
So why do you do it?
因为你并没有留心听爸爸妈妈在讲什么。
Because you did not take their words to heart.
我们的上帝也是一样，每天都在提醒我们。
It is just like our God. He is reminding us every day.
他也每天都在提醒亚伯拉罕。
And every day he would be reminding Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕凡耶和华神吩咐他的，他都照着去做了。
So Abraham, everything that God told him to do, he did.
所以神不但祝福他，而且称他为义。
So not only did God bless Abraham, it was also credited to him as righteousness.
你想一想哈。
Let us consider.
所有的人在那个时代，耶和华神说：“你是罪人，你是罪人，你是罪人，你是罪人，你们这些应该审判而灭亡。”
And at that time, there were many people, and God would go to each one of them, saying, "You are a sinner. You are a sinner. You will receive a judgment and die."
唯独当神看到亚伯拉罕的时候，说：“亚伯拉罕，你是义的。”
Except when God came to Abraham and said, "You are righteous."
哎，这叫不叫恩典呢、啊？
Can we call this grace?
而且这样的恩典在亚伯拉罕生命当中确实了，怎么表现出来？亚伯拉罕顺服上帝。
And this grace was truly realized on Abraham in that he followed God.
所以这是我们应该学习的。
So this is something we must learn from.
我们必须把这位创造宇宙万有的上帝当作我们生命当中的上帝。
We must make this God, the creator, the God of our lives.
这才叫相信。
This is what we mean by believing.
如果我们说，哎，我是信神啊，我要神的祝福，但是我们却不把神所讲的话放了啊，不当一回事儿，那你得不到这个祝福的。
If you say that you believe in God, but you don't really care about what he says, then you don't really count him as God, and you will not receive the blessings.
而当上帝最后审判这个世界的时候，他会戳穿我们一切的谎言，把我们看作是不信的。
And so, when God finally comes to judge the earth, judge all men, he will reveal all things, reveal your lies, and then he will condemn you.
无论我们怎么替自己辩解，我相信，我相信，但是上帝说你的行为已经告诉我们你是不信的。
No matter what you say, no matter how much you say you believe, he will say by your actions you demonstrated you did not believe.
因为凡相信这位神的，都会像亚伯拉罕一样，凡神所吩咐的，他都照着去做。
Because all who believe in God, just like Abraham, they will act according to God's will.
所以我们看到这是第二点。第三点，从亚伯拉罕这点来看，从亚伯拉罕这个方向来看呢，亚伯拉罕一直到他离开这个世界的日子，他依然相信这位上帝。
That was the second point. Now looking at the third point, it is that when Abraham...all through his life, even when he died, he still continued to have faith in God.
所以相信上帝呢，不是我们生命当中的一个片段。
So having faith in God is not just a phase in our lives.
好像你小学的那小学几年？八年？
看你七年？It just is like a, is it? It's not just like a phase in your primary school life.
啊，就是有那个六年的时间啊，这段时间过了就好了。
It's not just like, oh, during this six years, it comes and it goes.
或者说是我好像我高中四年一样，或者说我上大学四年一样。
Or in high school or in university, these four years, these phases of our lives.
这是我们一生的事情。
This is something that will stay with us for the rest of our lives.
我们相信神会带领我们一直到我们离开这个世界的日子，他依然会保护我们的信心。
We have faith in God, we believe in God that from the point where we do have faith, He will lead us through eternity that we will always have this faith.
因为上帝不但会赐给我们一个信心，而且也会他保护这个信心在我们的里边，我们不至于失去丢了。
Not only will we be blessed with this faith, God also blesses us with this protection to guarantee that we will always have faith and we will never lose it.
看在亚伯拉罕身上， God did it.
You see how God did this in Abraham's life?
是值得我们相信的。
It is worthy of our trust.
这是一个活的例子在我们的面前。
This is a living example before us.
所以虽然我们年纪小，
So we may be young,
但我们需要有很多的思想。
But we still must consider these things.
不要浪费上帝所赐给我们的这个头脑。
Let us not waste this mind which God gave us.
我们的头脑要动起来。
We must exercise our minds.
不要每天想的一些都是那些游戏呀、那些玩具呀、那些 video 啊这一类的事情。
Don't always be thinking about your games or your videos or whatnot on your phones.
你需要去思想一些更加的复杂的、更加有意义的事情。
Let us consider some more complex and more purposeful things, more important things.
因为你的 mind, 你的
头脑。
你的头脑要和你的身体一起长大。
Because your mind must grow with your body.
如果我今年56岁。
For example, I'm 56 years old.
如果我像你们在下边那个孩子们那样在那里玩这个玩那个，我在上边，你们会怎么样？
If I was playing this game and I was doing this and that, what would you think?
就是朱海叔叔真的是56岁吗？
You would ask, oh, pastor, are you really 56 years old?
我今年五岁，好像跟我差不多啊。
I'm 5 years old and you look just like me.
所以你的头脑需要成熟。
And so your mind, you must also become mature.
需要思想一些更加的复杂的、更加有意义的事情。
Consider some more complex and some more important things.
当你的个子不断增高的时候，你的体重不断增加的时候，你的大脑也需要更多的知识在里边。
When you are growing taller, when you are growing, let your mind also continue to be growing.
啊，你说我这个大脑里面有足够的东西在里边了？你看这个游戏的事情啊。
You may say, "Oh, in my mind, there's many, many things like these games."
有 NBA 的事情啊。
Some NBA things.
还有很多的这个事情那个事情很多的。
This and that. There's a lot of stuff in my mind.
但是你唯独没有装进去那最重要的事情。
But. You may not have the most important thing.
你说没有啊，没有啊，我上学老师教给我的，我都装在我的头脑里边了。
Oh, you say no. I still learn everything from my teachers at school.
啊，这很好，比那些游戏上的事情要好很多。
Indeed, that is better than games or other stuff.
但是这依然不是最重要的。
But this is still not the most important thing.
重要的是你要把智慧的本身放在你的大脑里边。
The most important thing is that you must place this wisdom, the very core wisdom that you must put in your mind.
放在你的心里边。
Put it in your heart also.
让它来掌管你。
Let it control you.
那么无论你是思想、行为、讲话，它充满智慧嘛。
So in your thoughts or in your actions or in your speech, they will always be filled with wisdom.
而这智慧的本身是谁呢？
And who is wisdom?
就是这位。Who is wisdom himself?
Who is wisdom himself?
就是上帝本身。
It is God himself.
所以你看亚伯拉罕认识上帝，他就有这样的智慧。
And so God knowing, Abraham knowing God, he has this wisdom.
他就有这样的信心。
And he has this faith.
他跟随上帝。
And he follows God.
就蒙祝福。
And he will receive blessing.
就在罪人当中，神称他为义。
That in the middle of sinners, God called him righteous.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us close in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
感谢你把亚伯拉罕的一生放在我们面前。
That you have placed Abraham's life before us.
尽管有很多我们不能理解。
Even though there may be a lot of things we don't completely understand.
但是我们相信你能够借着亚伯拉罕的一生能够成为我们的祝福。
But we have faith that through Abraham's life, we will receive blessing.
使我们可以认识、学习亚伯拉罕的信心。
May we come to learn and learn from Abraham's life.
也认识你，来顺服、相信你。
And to come to know you more and to come to obey you more.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.